USA Radio News.
Most Americans blame President Joe Biden, not Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for rampant inflation plaguing the U.S. This according to a study released Tuesday. The Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey found almost 60% of people identified Biden's policies and spending as the leading contributor to rising inflation in the U.S. Biden told reporters earlier in May his administration's policies are helping, not causing, inflation and high gas prices. Detroit's mayor is denying claims being leveled against him. Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan says it's nonsense. He would have knowingly outed the identity of a confidential FBI informant for a federal corruption investigation. Dugan said in a press conference he did not know a confidential source was involved in the no-bid towing case. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The U.S. Supreme Court wants to find the leak. Reporter Lance Pry has the story.
Supreme Court officials are ramping up their search for the traitor of the court after passing a leaked draft opinion that leans towards overturning Roe v. Wade. Officials are requiring law clerks to provide cell phone records and sign affidavits. Some clerks say they've begun exploring the concept of hiring outside counsel. The court's moves are unprecedented and will probably find who supplied Politico with the stolen draft. A timeline by the court was not provided.
On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee is putting gun control front and center. It will consider 8 pieces of gun control legislation that will be packaged together as the Protecting Our Kids Act. It will move to the House floor for a vote next week. That move comes as President Biden told reporters Tuesday he plans to meet with Congress. His staff mentioned executive action. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Some lawmakers in D.C. say there are still lingering questions regarding COVID-19 fraud, and they want answers.
House Republicans are demanding answers about COVID tax dollars lost to fraud that the Biden administration was investigating. Ranking members sending a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland saying there were reports of fraud totaling hundreds of billions of dollars. The letter criticizing the lack of critical safeguards that could have left those funds open to improper use. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Moody's Analytics Chief Economist Mark Zandi told C-SPAN on Tuesday there's a 1 in 3 chance of a recession this year and even odds within the next 2. The prediction by Zandi comes as inflation reaches its highest level in 40 years. Investigators are trying to determine why an exterior door at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, did not lock when it was closed before a gunman used it to get inside and kill 19 students and 2 teachers. A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety said investigators determined the teacher propped open the door with a rock but removed it and closed the door. When she realized a shooter was on campus, that door did not lock. The teacher has not been identified. And no verdict yet in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. The jury returns Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.